Welcome everybody to the Comet Shoot, the only podcast that would let Derek and I talk in the entire space sector 2814. Derek, how the hell are you?
Oh, fantastic. Loving the Green Lantern reference.
I tried. Before we jump into everything, as usual, first and foremost, I want to thank our listeners that tune in every single week. For without you, it would just be Derek and I and probably our mamas listening to this podcast. And they don't like listening to us in person, so I doubt they would listen. Also, the views and opinions expressed on this show are Derek's and mine alone. They do not necessarily represent allcomic.com, the people that work for the site, the people that look at the site, the people that retweet the site, and all that other stuff. We're also not formally represented by the Green Lantern Corps. All right, Derek.
We're not. I quit.
I know. I'm sorry. I tried. They wouldn't sponsor us. Something about, we're just too evil for that, or, you know, something like that. I don't know. The Guardians didn't like us, and this is coming from them, right? So
maybe we can get the Reds down.
I bet you they would be okay with that.
I'm sure.
Guy and his mustache could guest on the show.
Yeah, that mustache.
Interview that mustache, baby. All right, folks. This episode we actually planned a little bit ahead of time, so I'm sure you're all shocked and amazed. We are going to talk about movies, specifically comic book movies. A little bit of a change because most of the time it's about the physical comic book, but this is the new wave medium of comic books where nobody can think of their own stuff, so let's make a movie of it. Derek, I want to talk about Batman and Superman, or Man of Steel 2, or Clark Batman Kent Returns, or Superman Batman, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Batman versus Superman, I guess, is the unofficial title.
See, that's even terrible. That's even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, first and foremost, we've had a lot of news from them lately. They cast their Lex Luthor, which a lot of people seemed kind of choked about. Jesse Eisenberg, I believe.
Yes.
The crazy good kid from the Facebook movie and Zombieland.
Yeah.
I personally was absolutely stoked for it as soon as I kind of let it settle. I mean, obviously, yeah. I would have liked Heisenberg to be Lex Luthor, but Eisenberg is a close second.
Yes.
From my perspective, he essentially was Lex Luthor in the Facebook movie.
Pretty.
You know, he might have been, you know, a little bit wussier, or, you know, a little more of a shut-in or whatever, but, you know, he was a self-made millionaire that could do whatever he wanted, and I don't know, that's pretty Luthery to me.
Definitely.
What do you think of the Jesse Eisenberg casting?
I freaking love it. The dude actually, you know, the dude can actually act his butt off from what I've seen.
That he can.
Yeah, so I think he's going to do fantastic. And I actually saw, it was like some Photoshop picture somebody made of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. And they did a really good job with this picture.
Oh,
and
I think Robert Gall found one of those and threw it up on our news.
Okay. Yeah. That I don't know. That might have been where I saw it. Even I can't remember where I saw it. But
I'm sure it was all over the place.
Yeah, but he looked fantastic in this picture.
He looked older and tougher.
Yeah. So I was just like, if they just do something along these lines, or at least close to this, they're fine.
He has to have the head shave. If it's not shaved, I can't buy it.
Yeah, Luther's had hair at certain points, and
he's supposed to have red curly hair or something.
That's stupid. I like him bald.
Oh yeah, of course. But I mean, even if they start him out, you know, with a little bit of hair, like he's kind of got the curly thing going on, right?
Yeah.
So, another thing that people seem to be against or pissed off about, I mean, comic nerds are pissed off about everything, so. Including us, so anybody that took offense to that, we're grouping ourselves in that, so, you know, keep your panties on. What the hell is her name? Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot or something. Gadot. Yeah, she had a few brief appearances in, like, the Fast and the Furious movie, and I don't really think she's done anything since then. I saw her, there's a picture that I think, Superman posted, whatever the actual actor's name is.
Okay.
And it was like her, and she like was flexing like one of her muscles, and because she's getting all, you know, jacked up for Wonder Woman.
Henry Cavill, you mean?
Yeah, that guy. I always get him confused with the guy that played Jesus in that Mel Gibson movie, so I just wanted to call him Superman instead.
Jim Caviezel.
For the longest time, I was like, why is Jesus playing Superman? And then it was like, I guess they're kind of the same person. They're both magic and have superpowers.
It's true.
I hope I offended a lot of people with that.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know. What did you think? What do you think of the Wonder Woman casting? I mean, obviously, the typical comic book nerd fest Wonder Woman is, I guess, for lack of a better term, we'll call it like an Adam Hughes style of, you know, small waist, big boobs, like doesn't really look tough. Wonder Woman kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, I like the look that they have for her in the New 52. She's not as like, hey, there's boobs and a Wonder Woman attached, you know?
No, she's like, she's less skankified. She still looks like Wonder Woman, but she's, you know.
Yeah, she's still like, even the way Jim Lee draws her now.
Yeah, it's like a happy medium.
Yeah, Jim Lee's still got it a little sexier than I think she would be, but I mean, that's me personally. I don't need that stuff in comics. Just write a goddamn good female character.
And
you know, Batwoman is covered up, right? And I don't care if she's a lesbian, but she's just a great character. So why does everybody else need to be half naked? But that's a story for a different time. Anyway, were you happy about this? Were you unsure? Are you?
I don't know what to think because I don't know anything about her and I still don't. So it's one of those wait and see things for me. I'm going to see I want to see some screenshots, maybe a trailer to see,
what kind of outfit she's got.
Yeah, and kind of get a vibe for what's going on. I don't know who she is. I saw the first Fast and the Furious movie, and that's the only one I saw. I haven't seen any of the other ones, so I don't know what she's in or whatever.
You know what? Admittedly, I think I've seen them all because they're like they'll be on TV and I'll be like, oh hey, what's this? And the last couple's had The Rock in it, and I really like The Rock, so I kind of like put up with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. I mean, I guess I don't know that anymore, but ooh, sorry.
Oh, snap.
Too soon. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. It could work. It depends. I mean, they obviously see something in her. It couldn't be as bad as their Green Lantern debacle, knock on wood. But
there was talk about The Rock.
Oh, The Rock being Jon Stewart.
Yeah, there was
I think there still is, isn't there?
Yeah, and he tweeted and then posted something on like Tumblr that was vaguely talking about Green Lantern.
I looked at this yesterday. It said #, Jon Stewart could kick Superman's ass.
Yeah, and I guess he has. I guess it's been like confirmed that he has been talking with Warner Brothers about doing something in some sort of DC movie. So it very well could be.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean,
oh yeah,
he'd have to like, you know, tone down his bulk a little bit, I think, because Jon Stewart isn't like super crazy jacked, but
yeah. And you know what? I think that'll, that could kill two birds with one stone. They would have their token minority. And also they can, by not using Hal Jordan, they can sort of like distance themselves from the Green Lantern movie.
From that travesty. You know what? I've been watching Justice League Unlimited. We watched a bunch of episodes with the kid on the weekend.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Like Jon Stewart's pretty badass and, you know what? That's the Green Lantern that I think I was initially. Sorry, I dropped my phone everywhere. That was the Green Lantern that I first met because of all the animated stuff. I didn't know who Hal Jordan was. We actually watched an episode where somebody was messing with the timeline and like Jon Stewart turns into Hal Jordan on the episode. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he could work. I think him or I can't even say his name. The guy that everybody was pissed off that was playing Heimdall on Thor. The black guy that does Luther, and he was on Christ, my brain is not working. You have no idea who I'm talking about, do you, Derek?
The black guy who like the
he's got his own TV show, Idris Ibra or something.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
Idris Elba. Everybody knows I suck with names, and unfortunately, that's not a name that I'm even used to saying, so sorry.
Yeah, but, no, I don't know how to pronounce it, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So, but he would make a really good Jon Stewart too, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He probably even would fit a little bit better.
He kind of looks like Jon Stewart.
That's what I mean. Like the image that I have of Jon Stewart in my head is him. I mean, I don't know like the old school Jon Stewart yet. I haven't gotten there and reading where he's got like the big fro and stuff.
Yeah, just give him a little bit of a, just give him a little more of a military buzz, and he's essentially Jon Stewart.
the same haircut that he had in the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's also because they were, I saw a Photoshop where he's like got the green glow and his eyes are all green and stuff, and it looked really, really good. So hopefully, I mean, who knows what DC is doing? I'm 70% sure that DC doesn't even know what they're doing. They're kind of just winging it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's that just sucks so bad because I would love to have like what Marvel's doing right now. I would love to have that with DC.
Yeah. Yeah. As always, you know, or at least what seems to be lately, DC's playing catch up and they're not doing very well. So, excuse me. You mentioned Marvel, so let's talk about Marvel for a minute.
Sure.
We'll talk about the Marvel Studio side of things, which, as you alluded to, is absolutely kicking DC's ass in all forms, animated or otherwise, just in general. They're just blowing everybody out of the water.
Yeah, yep, yep.
We're not going to talk about stuff that's been made, but obviously Avengers changed the entire landscape of I dare say, cinema, but comic book movies, really. You know, and then we got stuff like Ant-Man coming up and rumored Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy. Everybody just saw the trailer, too, I hope. Crazy good. And, you know, Avengers 2, obviously. I wanted to ask you, Derek, before we really kind of maybe talk about them more in depth. It struck me as odd that in the end of the Avengers 1, and whoever hasn't seen it, this is a spoiler, but TFB, it's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
They showed Thanos.
Yeah.
Now, why are we getting Ultron in Avengers 2 and not Thanos?
I think it's going to be a slow burn. I think
he's going to like appear in Guardians of the Galaxy?
I think he might appear.
He won't be the villain, but you think he might.
No. He's not going to be the villain, but he will be. I think he'll at least be seen or have like a little, you know, Easter eggy thing at least. I think they're saving him for like
Avengers 3.
That's what I'm thinking.
If you're right, at the end of Thor 2, they tease the Infinity Gems.
Yes. Yeah.
So they could very well, I mean, Doctor Strange, I think, you know, could very well have one, and, you know, maybe Captain America or something, but they could use the next 5+ movies for, you know, 5 gems, and they could very well build towards that. It still strikes me as odd that they would go to Ultron. I mean, I guess if they have Ant-Man, that's the natural lead-in, but
isn't that part of the Guardian story? Doesn't Star-Lord like have or is looking for an Infinity Gem or something? Or wait, no, I think that's just speculation.
Yeah, I don't know much about the movie because I try to stay away from a lot of the synopsis and spoilers and people just talking about it in general. I just like once I see the cast, I'll look at some stills afterwards, but I generally just avoid it. I just want to just see the movie without any preconception, you know, going in.
Okay,
but it's possible. I mean, that's really, really close. I really wish they had the rights for Silver Surfer. I would love to see him make an appearance in Guardians. If I remember right, he was actually a Guardian at one point, wasn't he? Was he in some sort of iteration?
Was he in Wait, I can't remember if he was in... It's been years since I read Valentino's run. I can't remember if he was in... Yeah. But that took place in an alternate universe, so...
Oh, did it? See, I didn't know that. I haven't read it. I just remember hearing or seeing or something, so... regardless, it would be cool, cosmic, you know, and have him there. I think that out of, you know, the next batch, I mean, Cap's coming right up pretty quick here.
Yeah.
It could very well be, like, their best one yet. I thought the first Cap was good. I was tentative about old Johnny Storm playing Cap, but damned if he didn't do a fantastic job. No pun intended.
Yeah, he was. Okay, yeah, Guardians. Yeah, he was a member of the Guardians.
What?
No.
Sorry. You're Googling Silver Surfer. See?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, gotcha. I was looking. Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I love
yes,
being right when I'm only half sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if Derek heard anything that I said, Cap good.
Yeah. No, that movie looks fantastic, and I really, really like it. I really adore the Ed Brubaker's run on Captain America. So, like, to have the Winter Soldier in this movie is freaking awesome.
Yeah. Kind of quick tie in. I heard that they're rumoring to have a Black Widow spinoff. I immediately say nay, mostly on the grounds that I don't think Scarlett Johansson's strong enough to lead her own movie. And also, Natalia Romanoff is fucking Russian. Where is the accent?
Sorry. I don't know. You know what? I'm not a huge Black Widow fan, and I'm not a
Neither am I, but
Yeah, I'm not a big ScarJo fan either, so I don't really care about the movie.
You know what? If they want to have a chick movie or a woman lead movie, whatever, make a Miss Marvel movie. Don't make a Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel. Sorry, too many Marvels. Make the one that Kelly Sue has made pretty awesome. Kelly Sue DeConnick. I would watch that. I don't want to see a Black Widow movie.
That book kind of
it started off good. Yeah, I agree. I jumped off. But that's another time. In the same realm as the Marvel side, because we'll get to the Fox side afterwards, I guess Marvel-Disney side. They're using two characters that Fox apparently has the rights for in Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. I almost called him Silver Quick, and that doesn't make any sense.
I just invented
a new superhero. Yes. No.
Yeah. They're gonna be in both movies. I guess they're gonna be in Avengers 2 and Days of Future Past.
So now I wonder how did they, you know, any speculation on how that worked? Like, did they released how that worked? Did we hear it anywhere? Like, even a shitty place like Bleeding Cool, you know, make something up.
Well, they're just gonna have. I mean, they're both using them, and they're both just gonna use different people to play them.
No, I understand that. But if Fox owns the rights and yet Marvel is using them, why aren't we using? Yes. Why can't we use Silver Surfer? Why can't we use Spider-Man? You see my point?
Yeah, no, I see your point. I just don't know how that all works.
Yeah, I mean, I just wish they would release it, or you know, did they just, you know, Disney's going to pay us, you know, $100 million every character, or you know, we're going to get a piece of the sales or whatever. You know, it just sucks. I mean, quite frankly, I wish Disney would just buy Fox and. So we can get the characters to a studio that's not shit. But, you know, that's me. I'm glad we got Daredevil back, and I'm glad that they got Ghost Rider even. We can ignore the Nicolas Cage bullshit that they did. I dare say that Ghost Rider 1 and 2 combined are still crappier than Green Lantern. So that says a lot. I don't know. I just kind of hit me, Derek. I wondered how they did that, because I would like to take some of these characters and... You know, use them more in the old Marvel universe.
Oh, definitely. I would love, like, not even Spider-Man in the Avengers. I just want to, like, I heard somebody say, all they want is for two characters to be talking and then just have Spider-Man randomly swing by in the background.
just
that's,
like,
that's all.
Standing in a building, and just have him swing by.
Yeah. Yeah, I would lose control of all bodily functions if that happened.
Oh, diapers are in the back, Derek.
Yes, yeah.
Can I have some popcorn? You probably don't want it anymore.
No, not now.
terrible.
Toilet humor.
Yeah, we went there, everybody. We went there. It's our own show. We're going to do what we want. So the Doctor Strange... I just want to mention, I quite like the character. I like the story that Brian K. Vaughan did with him. I liked the Doctor Strange when Matt Fraction was writing him in The Defenders before seemingly like every other Matt Fraction series that I've read as of late, the end just kind of trailed off and then it just ended. And I don't really know why. Hawkeye. I don't know who I could see playing him. I mean, the first one that comes to mind... honestly, is Robert Downey Jr. And obviously, he's already Tony Stark. But, who would you cast as, you know, a viable Doctor Strange?
There was rumors of that I what's now I can't remember his name. Tolkien, forgive me. Aragorn.
Hugo Weaving is not Aragorn. He's got another crazy weird ass name, but we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'd have a hard time because he'd be chasing rings and he'd be following hobbits, and now all of a sudden he's got magic powers. I don't know. He was like a major role, so he's kind of like been typecast, and that's why we haven't really seen him do anything since. But it's possible. Yeah. It's possible.
Shit, Silver Surfer was in Valentino's run. I'm ashamed of myself. I should know better than that.
I haven't read it, so I'm cool. I'm good. I'm so behind. I don't know. But
no, well, it was an alternate version in my defense.
Well, there you go. You know, whatevs.
Whatever.
You should know these things, Derek. You're the guy that's supposed to know stuff. I'm the guy that's supposed to just kind of talk and people pretend to listen to me. I don't know. You know what? Again, Robert Downey Jr. I think would make a good Strange. I heard somebody was mentioning like Johnny Depp or something, but I think he's too much of a goofball. I mean, a character of that or an actor of that caliber would certainly, place more focus on Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But if Johnny Depp's in it, it's gonna have like that asshole director that he always works with that I can't stand. Whose name just is Tim Burton? No, I hate Tim Burton.
Viggo Mortensen. Him and Hugo Weaving, I always get their names like confused.
How can you forget Lord Viggo?
No. Agent Smith and yeah.
No. And isn't Viggo the name?
He was Elrondin.
Yeah. Isn't Viggo the name of the painting demon guy from Ghostbusters 2?
Is it? I can't remember now.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking of. I just Viggo. It's
been years since I've seen. I've seen Ghostbusters 2.
you just watch the first one, or you don't watch any of them? Hello, Derek. This is live. Well, everybody.
I watch them from time to time, but I'm actually I'm actually not a huge Ghostbusters guy.
Why did you just stop talking for a while there?
No, I don't know. I cut out. I'm good now. We're good, I think.
You still sound robot-y and crappy. I think we're going to have to get you a better microphone. Anybody that wants to donate Derek to get a microphone that he can't choke on, by all means. I don't know who can play a good Doctor Strange. I mean, he's got to have a little. He's got to be old. He can't be like a young dude. You know, he's got to have a little bit of.
Yeah, now that I finally have his name down, couldn't remember his name. No, I thought Viggo would be freaking awesome
also,
as Doctor Strange.
Viggo is totally the bad guy in Ghostbusters 2, but it only has one G.
Okay.
So there we go. I was right again, motherfuckers. I love it.
You were right.
I know. It doesn't happen a lot. I'm just kidding. It happens all the time. I'm always right. Derek, Ant-Man. I want to talk about Ant-Man for a minute because when I heard Michael Douglas was cast... As
Hank Pym.
Yeah, and then he had... I don't actually really know the other Ant-Man. What I know about him is mostly from the FF series that Fraction disappeared on, and it just kind of dwindled and ended. I think we're seeing an MO here. That's pretty much all I know of Scott Lang. I really like Paul Rudd, so that's a good idea. I read somewhere, and I'm not up to date with my Ant-Man... books or anything for that matter, because as everybody knows, I haven't been reading comics very long. Yeah. I know enough to know that at one point he like smacked Wasp in the face or something in some comic, like domestic abuse, and that kind of followed him around. So
yeah, well,
I feel like
I was just gonna say they sort of like retconned that. So
did they?
Now in the Ultimate Universe, he was just kind of like a straight up like douche and like smacked her around.
Did they just get rid of it in regular Marvel U 616? If you don't know it off the top of your head, I'm going to keep talking.
What was it? Schizophrenia or something? It was about a schizophrenia.
Oh, so they didn't really get rid of it. They just said, it's not his fault.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless, that followed him around for a long time. So I think the casting choice of putting Scott Lang in on the pedestal and making him the Ant-Man is kind of a way to ignore all of Hank Pym's bullshit that happens. And, you know, not having to touch on it. I mean, obviously they can write a character that's a brand new guy named Hank Pym, but comic book nerds would be pissed.
Yeah.
So they'd almost have to, like, bring it. And they still might, I don't know. But he's not going to be at the forefront, you know? He's not going to be... So I'm just curious why, if that's why they did it, or they thought Hank Pym wasn't good enough to be a main character. It just strikes me as odd. I mean, Michael Douglas is, like, fucking 70 years old. Like, how long has Hank Pym been around, you know? Is Wasp going to be 70 years old, or is it going to be a new Janet, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to do that.
I'm just speculating. Derek, you're supposed to speculate instead of I don't know. You son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, then, yes. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, you fucking suck. This is going to become the comic shoot with Tyler and no Derek, you fucking asshole.
What? Oh, my God.
You're such a dick. Fine. Screw you. We won't talk about Ant-Man anymore, you bastard.
No, I want to talk about Paul Rudd because Paul Rudd's awesome.
Well, then talk about Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. He married Phoebe Buffay.
Did he really?
In Friends.
Oh, in Friends he did. I thought you meant in real life. I was like, no, he didn't.
No. In Friends he did. Yeah, but she was, you know, she was supposed to marry Joey Tribbiani, but Joey got his own spinoff show, so they did away with that and had her hook up with Paul Rudd's character.
Yeah, I always wondered why they never hooked up. I guess that's why. And Joey only lasted like one season, didn't it?
Two seasons. They burned off a season and a half, and then the rest of the second season never even aired. And they don't even sell the second season DVD anywhere except like a few random countries.
Well, everybody knew that was going to fail. I would much rather see like a Chandler movie, to be honest with you. Chandler episode or a TV show spinoff. There we go. That's the word.
Chandler movie would be cool too.
Bing's great big movie. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, but no, Paul Rudd, I think he's really funny, and you know, he's mostly known for comedic roles, and I think he'll be kind of a cool Scott Lang. I think
Scott Lang kind of mopey and a little bit more of a downer, and I almost think like a Paul Rudd would be a better character for Kirkman's Ant-Man, whose name escapes me. Kirkman did that irresistible Ant-Man. Eric O'Grady.
Oh.
And when he was rumored, everybody thought it was going to be Eric O'Grady because he's kind of a smart-ass, sassy dickhead, basically. And that felt like it would have, you know, been in Paul Rudd's wheelhouse a little bit more, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is weird, you know, for him to play, like, some, you know, mopey, reformed villain kind of person, and I don't know.
Go ahead.
What?
Go.
No. I was just Well, just say what you were going to say.
No, now I'm just interrupting you. I'm just being interrupting horse or whatever that is. Go ahead.
No, I can't remember what I was going to say anyways.
Derek, I was just going to say Captain America was generally a comedic actor too, and he did a great job being serious. So
that's true. He was in Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh fuck! He was also in Scott Pilgrim.
That he was. And yeah,
he was pretty funny in that.
Yeah,
and he was funny in The Runaways too.
He was also funny in Fantastic Four because those movies are hilarious.
Well, he was the highlight of it. Everything else was terrible. I thought their Mr. Fantastic was god awful, and Jessica Alba couldn't act her way out of a paper bag. Their thing wasn't bad. And Doctor Doom's voice in that movie really pissed me off. Why was it so like high pitched and?
What's his nuts from The Shield played Ben Grimm.
Yeah, what does Family Guy call him? Like a giant pair of testicles or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, hey, you know what? We're talking about Fantastic Four. We might as well jump into the Fox side of things. We're not going to talk about Fantastic Four yet because I'm still percolating on my rage before we talk about that. So. Get your popcorn, kiddies.
I was going to say there's a few more Disney Marvel movies that we could talk about.
That was my perfect segue, you son of a bitch.
Okay, all right, go.
Damn it. No, right. What else do you want to talk
about? The Guardians trailer that just came out last week.
Oh, yeah, I guess I mentioned Guardians, and then we just kind of... See, Derek and I talk before the podcast records, so sometimes my brain thinks, Derek and I already talked about that. Let's continue.
We've already brought it up. I just...
We talked about it even more before. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Guardians.
Yeah.
Guardians.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mr. Joey Caswell. Hi, Joey. And he said he's going to have a hard time watching this because the guy that plays Star-Lord is some asshole
Chris
named
Pratt.
Andy Chris... in some terrible show.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I tried to watch that show. I could not watch that show.
I like that show. I think he's funny. And also, he's been known to... he was in like Zero Dark Thirty. He didn't really have like a huge role, but he's done, you know, serious things. And, you know, it looks like
Did
they're not
watch
playing
the trailer?
Star-Lord.
I don't think it's serious.
No. I was just going to say, I don't think Star-Lord, I don't think they're playing Star-Lord serious really anyway. So I think he's the perfect fit, and they're also surrounding him with, you know, with talent. So I think
Did you just call Vin Diesel talent?
Well, no. Well, talent is the right, bigger stars is what I mean.
Batista really. Is a bigger star?
No. Bradley Cooper is, Vin Diesel is.
I'm just busting your balls, Derek. Zoe, whatever her name is, she's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm just saying that they're surrounding him with bigger stars, and you know what's his face was is in the trailer, John C. Reilly or whatever.
Oh,
you know,
he's so awful.
Yeah. Well, my point is that they're just surrounding him with other people that are with bigger people, and I think they're just going to elevate him,
literally and figuratively.
I think by next year he's going to be like a hot commodity.
Everybody, Derek takes this abuse willingly. He comes back to this episode every Sunday, just so you know.
What? That's my prediction. I think he's going to be...
Oh, I wasn't even acknowledging that. I was just saying because I was busting your balls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to be like DiCaprio in the 90s or something. I'm just saying I think he'll be a bigger he'll be a pretty big star, I think.
Every time I hear DiCaprio, all I can think of is, "Geez, why the hell are you drinking cranberry juice? Are you on your period?" And then he smashes the guy in the face with the glass. Yeah. Oh man.
DiCaprio's the man. He's a good actor.
He is good. It's a damn shame that Wolf in Wall Street was pretty much porn. I couldn't get through it.
You know what? I haven't seen it yet.
Don't even bother, quite honestly, with you, man. The acting parts are good, but then there's just like too much everything else.
But
yes, Guardians.
I watched the trailer. I thought it was freaking fantastic.
It was definitely way funnier than I expected a trailer to be.
Yeah. And I thought that was like the perfect trailer. It didn't reveal too much, but it gave people a taste of like, you know, what to expect from these characters. And, you know, a lot of trailers nowadays give too much away. I thought that was like the perfect trailer.
Did Vin Diesel ever say anything in that trailer? It was just showed Rocket on his shoulder shooting and yelling, right?
Yeah. He never, neither of them spoke, and I honestly, their voiceovers probably aren't even done yet. That's probably why.
Oh, come on. Vin Diesel couldn't say "I am Groot" four different ways and be done.
All right, Vin,
your motivation is you're mad, and I want you to say "I am Groot" like you're mad. Yeah, but give me a backstory. That was my Vin Diesel
apparently. I am Groot.
Yeah,
I guess there's only so many ways, but you know what I mean. I'm just...
Oh man. Yeah, no, I agree. I honestly don't know a lot about the Guardians. Yeah. I had read the Bendis one. I kind of fell off because I need to make room for other stuff. I'm sorry. I just wasn't super interested. I think we talked about this. I hate Jean Grey, so I bye bye.
Yeah.
But
I like the new series. I'm really enjoying it. I like the Annihilation Conquest stuff.
I read the first trade of the Abnett and Lanning one. So
yeah.
I intend eventually to get back to that.
Yeah, and other than that, the Valentino stuff from the 90s, which doesn't even count because that's a completely different team and a completely different universe. And Star-Lord miniseries from the 90s, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, see, I don't even
know. That's pretty much my exposure. I thoroughly enjoyed the whole like Annihilation thing. Adam Warlock was on the team, so that was awesome. I've sort of been excited for this, you know, to see what it's going to look like. And finally I got to see, and like, everybody's like freaking out about this movie. Like, there's people like that have never, like there's all these people on my Facebook feed like that have never read comic books that are just freaking out over it, you know, and they're putting, you know, their cover photos are now like pictures of Rocket Raccoon, and they're just like they're making like this huge deal, and I'm just like, what the heck? It's surreal, really.
I saw your angry Facebook thing about, and you were asking like Rod to back you up on it, saying, you know, you guys are fans or whatever. I liked it first, you know, the same crap that you always pull. I'll give you a good example of why that's good. Okay. I was at the comic shop, just bugging the guy that was there. It was just him and I on Friday. Sometimes I just go there, and I was buying the Wrath of the First Lantern collection.
Sweet.
And we were just leaning over the counter. I was bugging him about how gay magic cards are because he really likes
them. Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
Okay. They're fine. They're fine for people that like them. And obviously I used the wrong word, so I'm sure people get pissed off that I said the word gay. But I was just bugging about him because they got cards that are like $1,400. And I'm like, who's stupid enough to pay for that? And I'm like, I was bugging him. I'm like, so is there one card I can buy and always win? And he's like, it doesn't work like that. And I'm like, well, why not?
There's cards that actually.
Derek, I really don't want to hear about magic cards.
Okay, all right.
I was just busting his balls. That was my lead in. I was just busting his balls.
They're banned in tournament play. That's all I'll say.
The really expensive ones.
Yeah, there's ones that are like beyond all cards, and they're banned in tournament play because it's just not even fair. Mm.
Well, apparently the shop owner has like an over $50,000 deck or some bullshit, and I was just like, why? But anyway, this kid walks in, okay? And he goes,
okay.
I'm looking for Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's like, I haven't read comics in like a long time. Like, when I say kid, he might have been over 20.
Okay.
And of course, the guy behind the desk is the magic guy. He doesn't really read a lot of comics. And I happen to be standing there, and there's nobody else. So I was like, oh, hey, I'll show you where they are. I go, oh, they don't have any Bendis stuff, so you're SOL. I already knew that. But I said, here's the Abnett and Lanning stuff. And I said, you know, I read the first trade. It's really good. And then I think the Valentino one was there. I didn't really know a lot about it. But I said, you know, you also have this option. And I think that's where I saw Silver Surfer on the cover, as a matter of fact. And that's why I knew that. Yeah. But my point is that it brought a new guy into the shop. He ended up walking away with Bendis' all-new X-Men trade. Because he was afraid of Abnett and Lanning, I guess. He was thinking of like the most recent stuff is what he wanted, right?
All right.
But he still bought something, and I guarantee you he'll be back to either continue that X-Men thing or something else. So
I hope he is.
As much as you were saying, like, you know, oh, all these, you know, fake fans or whatever you were calling them, you know, that all of a sudden they love Rocket Raccoon, you know, yeah, okay, it's, you know, you were here first, Mr. Hipster, but
I was here first.
But it's good for the industry, man. It'll keep us talking about comics because they'll keep getting made.
It is. It is good for the industry because it funnels money into comics. However, these movies aren't bringing people in droves to comic book shops. People aren't reading, and the sales numbers like bear that out, that these comic book movies are not bringing people in, and the people that it does bring in, they're not sticking around. So, well, you know, now
anybody can use numbers to make it tell whatever story they want to tell, but that's not the first kid I've seen walk in and say, you know, oh yeah, I've seen it too.
I've seen it too, and there's actually nothing wrong with that. I actually don't have a problem with that. That's not the problem. I don't have a problem with, you know, quote unquote noobs. I don't have a problem. Like that's fine. You have to start. I mean, heck, I had to start somewhere too. Like everybody has to start somewhere. That's fine. My problem is the internet has created these. You know, and I hate using the term fake nerds, but it really has created like this. These comic book fans that aren't comic book fans, they're like, what's the word?
I want to say
because they're
pretenders, right? But there's
yes, a, yeah, yeah. Because
hipster is not the right word, but
no, not no.
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah,
they're just phonies, and they're just jumping on a fad. And the great thing about the internet is that anybody can be a comic book expert. But the horrible thing about the internet is that anybody can be a comic book expert. So you never like, so anybody can look up something for like 2 seconds and act like they know what they're talking about. And some of these people I know personally, some,
hey, I do that, so, asshole.
Yeah. Well, no, I do it. I look up shit too. I just don't, I have Wikipedia up right here. Like, no, that's not the point. The point is that they don't read anything and they're never going to, but they will, you know, with their dying breath claim that they do when you know damn well that they don't. And I call, and, how I've been calling the people out, lately is, this is what I've been, I'm an asshole. This is what I've been doing to people. I've been implying without actually saying that like the Guardians, like this current Guardians have just had a comic for years and years and years. And once I get them to say like, oh yeah, I've been reading these Guardians for like 20 years. And that's when I call them out. And I'm just like, oh, that's funny because these Guardians haven't existed until 2009. Like, you know, I'm a douche like that, but no, I find it insulting when people are like, oh, comic books, but you don't read fucking comic books, dude. That's my problem. If you read comic books or you want to, or you know, you're just getting into comic books, that's fine. Heck, if you don't read comic books and you just want to watch the movies or the shows or whatever, that's cool too. But don't sit there and claim to be something you're not.
I love when I managed to get Derek this heated up. I think it was the magic comic that started getting him fired up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I agree. I agree. I'm not going to go get into it.
Yeah, and you'll have,
because you covered the basis, but
yeah, you'll, and you know what? You know, somebody brought this up to me the other day. Like, you know, it's just like sports. Like, you'll have bandwagon jumpers and whatnot, and it happens.
Yeah, so, you know, some team wins the Super Cup Bowl, and they go out and buy a jersey and think they've been fan for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so
pretty much every single New England Patriots fan. I can't even say their name. It disgusts me so much. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I guess I haven't really come across a lot of that, Derek. I haven't come across people that, like, you know, oh, I know that's this, and then it's like, well, wait a minute. Even I know enough to know that that's not true.
Yeah, and it's funny though, because it's funny because everybody tells me that they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I am surrounded by these people.
Why are you friends with these people then?
I know some of these people personally, and my Facebook feed, not so much Twitter, but my Facebook feed is like flooded with these idiots.
unfollow.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, I have comic books, I'll prove it to you. And they'll take a picture of like four, like free comic book day reprints. And I'm just like, dude, come on. Like, that just proves that all that did was prove to me that you don't read comics.
Yeah, that was not proof. Like, Derek's like, let me show you my pile.
Derek, that wouldn't fit.
You got to stop dick measuring with the noobs, okay? Come on.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to fit my comics in one picture.
Yeah, here's 15 pictures, and they're all not surround sound pictures. Stupid brain. What's the picture where you take panorama? There we go. Brain. Okay, so we got that rant out of the way.
Okay,
I think magic cards are terrible. I apologize for my phrase, but that is how I describe them. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's talk about Fox now, okay?
Okay, that's
fine. Are we on Fox? Let's talk about Fox.
All right.
I really want to get to the Fantastic Four. I just really quickly want to run through. I think Amazing Spider-Man is overloaded with characters. I think they're pushing too much shit in. And at the same time, X-Men as well. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
In a two-hour movie.
I could agree.
You know, like, between Spider-Man and X-Men, there's like 50 fucking characters, you know?
Yeah. I can see that. The trailers make the movies look pretty freaking awesome. So,
that's why they invented trailers, Derek.
Yeah.
To make the movie look awesome, they cut it just right. So if the movie looks amazing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Man of Steel trailer made that look better than it was. Although I did like that movie. I didn't hate it like a lot of people did. But
oh, yeah, I really like that one too.
Yeah.
But it feels like Fox is trying to really catch up, and that's another reason why they're having this. The Days of Future Past has the old cast and the new cast, and I mean I understand the basic premise of it, and so that's why they have to have older and newer ones.
But, yeah.
You know, to take those three X-Men movies where, quite frankly, one and a half were good and the rest of it was garbage. I hated three.
Three was crap. Two was good and one was okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like one and a half, we'll say, out of those first two movies. I don't know. I just they're pushing too much through a little tube, and it's going to be like a roadblock or whatever. You know, they're trying to cram these characters down your throat really quickly. I mean, I understand it's the 70s, but what the fuck is up with Quicksilver's uniform too? Like, there's so much going on. I don't know if they're planning it as well as they should be.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to do too much. I don't know. But
did the last rant wear you out, Derek?
No. I'm just thinking, and I was thinking about the Amazing Spider-Man 2. I think it looks awesome, and that that kid who plays Harry Osborn, he looks like a freaking douchebag, and it's awesome.
You much better than James Franco, huh?
I like James Franco, but this dude looks like a straight up douche, and I think that's how Harry should look.
I don't know. Whenever I think Harry, I think of the 90s Spider-Man with the weird, like, red and black wavy hair.
Yeah.
That's all I think of when I think of the Osborns. It's that fucking hair. Why couldn't they give this kid that hair? Come on now.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think Amazing... I just watched The Amazing Spider-Man last night.
The first one?
Yeah, I just got we just got it on Blu-ray. I bought it on, you know, we have Amazon Prime now, so we've been buying up a bunch of crap, and I think we got it for like $7 or something.
No, that's not too bad.
No.
I liked it. I think I like Dennis Leary the best because I just really like Dennis Leary, but the first one did okay. I for anybody that has listened to me ever talk about these, I fucking hated Tobey Maguire and Horseface. who was MJ. I just every 3 seconds they were just like yelling at each other, and it was just horrendous.
Well, I thought Spider-Man 2 was fantastic.
It did an okay job of having a pretty cool Doc Octopus, but other than that, it was yelling for half the movie. And
three was just god awful. And the first one I liked when it first came out, but over the years.
It does, yeah, it doesn't stand up anymore.
No, it doesn't hold up.
And the third one, again, too many characters, right? So,
yeah.
And that's what got me so worried about this ASM2 is...
And know. Eric Foreman as Eddie Brock.
Oh, fuck. I like him as an actor, but it was too much. He was just... They should have had, like, Brock Lesnar as Brock, you know? Who was rumored to be, I guess, in the first place. Like, he's pretty much the exact person I would picture Eddie Brock as.
Yeah, I would want somebody, you know, more menacing.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work when it's just like this punk kid, right? I don't know. But enough about that. We have just about 10 minutes left, so let's start ranting about Fantastic Four.
Sure.
I want to start by saying anybody that is upset about a black guy being Human Torch needs to get the fuck out right now. Burn all your comics or sell them or whatever. Just stop looking at comics because you don't deserve it.
Hey, you rednecks aren't fucking reading those comics.
Well,
anyway.
That's true. They probably can't read. But there's still lots of people that I've seen that are still super pissed about it. And as far as I can tell, are still relatively literate. And it just annoys me. In the same breath, I want to know, and you obviously can't answer, but you can speculate or comment, why the fuck the studio wouldn't just make Sue Storm black too? Okay, I understand there's mixed race babies and couples and this and whatever, and that's fine. That's how you can explain it. But if you're going to go halfway, why not just go the whole way? You know, it would be easier to explain, right? Here they are. You wouldn't even have to touch on it, quite frankly. They would just be there. You wouldn't have to, somewhere along the movie in Fantastic Four, they're going to go, you know, oh, hey, Sue, why is Johnny black? Oh, he's my half-brother, huh? And there's going to be a thumbs-up moment or something, right? If they were both black, it would just be like, hey, Sue, hey, Johnny, hey, Reed. You know, like, that's it, you know? That's all it is. They wouldn't even have to talk about it. But for some reason, they decided to half-ass it, like the first two fucking movies that they made.
Oh.
And I don't get it. I'm not a fan of this really English guy being Ben Grimm. I can't picture it. Obviously, they did a lot for Officer Scroats when he put on the thing costume. But
yes, that they did.
I thought he was good, but okay, he did a great kind of like really rough New York accent. The way that I envision the voice was when Kirby would draw him and Stan Lee would write him. Right, that's the voice that I imagined. So, and I mean, lots of people that are British or Australian can do their quote unquote American accents. Rick Grimes comes right to mind. Christian Bale, they're a little more whisperier than because they have to try to hide their accents. I can't see an English guy being Ben Grimm. I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I still have some saliva before I let you talk.
Reed
Richard is an old guy. He is an older guy with gray hair that gets the hot blonde wife. Okay, she doesn't have to be blonde. If she's a black girl, that's fine too. He gets the young wife, the hot Sue Storm. Okay, he's an older guy, younger wife.
Yeah,
this kid is like 20, and I don't know. Miles Teller, how old are you? Born in 1987. He's the same fucking age as me. He just turned 27, February 20th. So, yeah. No, too young. Okay, go, Derek.
I just don't understand. I don't know. I guess like I'm willing to give it a chance, but these guys, it's just such odd casting choices. And I think you and I discussed it earlier before the podcast. Like, yeah, that Michael B. Jordan black dude. Like, he's actually the one that I'm the most okay with.
Yeah, he's a great actor. We saw he was great in Chronicle. I haven't really honestly seen him in anything else, but he just left an impression after that movie. And he's basically been the Human Torch since they said they were going to reboot it. Like, whoever leaked it right away, you know, congratulations, you win the internet. Because, yes, he is the Human Torch now, officially. And great. I'm stoked. I don't, you know, as long as he makes a good, sarcastic, funny Johnny Storm, quite frankly, half the time he's on fire anyway. So why anybody's making a point about his skin color, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be a good actor. It's going to be fine from his quarter of the four people.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I'm not sure. I don't.
I just don't know enough about the rest of them to really comment.
But even putting it aside, Derek, just the visual look when you see that picture of all four of them. You know, like think of that picture.
Yeah.
And then think of the new Fantastic Four cover where they got like all four of them like that. It doesn't work.
No. If you were to show me that picture and be like, hey, these guys are gonna play superheroes, guess which ones? I would never guess Fantastic Four.
It just, you think like, I don't know, ecstatic or...
No, I don't know.
I don't see it. And again, you know, we mentioned...
Runaways, I don't know, something.
Yeah, like we mentioned the, you know, the comic book fan nerd boys that get mad about movies. And yeah, I'm fucking mad about this. I just don't understand it. And
nerd
that's why.
Nerd rage.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, and it pisses me off the people making the black comments too, because you know he is a good actor and who cares. I saw somebody, I think it was Reddit or somewhere else, and he was like, for 50 years he's been white, why do they got to change it now just to be a token or whatever? It's like, well, I really don't think that's why they're doing it. I mean, it could be, he is the one black guy, right?
It could be
something that Fox did knowingly. It could also, you dumb dipshit, be because he's just a good actor and he screen tested and had the right Johnny Storm feel. I mean, everybody's going to compare him to Christopher Evans, or Chris Evans, or was that his name?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Everybody's going to compare him to him anyway. And I thought Chris Evans was, like, the perfect Human Torch. He was just...
Yeah, he was.
He was just great.
He's serviceable. I don't think... he's not exactly a fantastic thespian actor, but he's serviceable, I think.
Well, but Johnny Storm doesn't need to be a thespian actor. Johnny Storm is just like the fun kid that hits on hot chicks and lights stuff on fire and, you know, burns the thing's ass. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Then that's, you know, that's why he plays that, you know, he's just really good at playing that role. And, you know, and he does, you know what? I actually don't mind him as Captain America either.
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, yeah, I remember like the first movie watching in theaters, and there was like one point where they're like, well, why do you do it? And like straight face and like totally serious. Like, I just don't like bullies. And it was like, wow, you know, because he just did it really well. Like, he just, you know, gave the line really, really well. And, I can't get over the fact that they wouldn't just go full bore and just make Sue Storm Black 2 and not have to even focus on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember before they casted Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, there was rumors going around that it was going to be Donald Glover. And
that doesn't even make sense.
I thought that was awesome. Donald Glover as Peter Parker.
I think I'm thinking of like Lethal Weapon.
No.
Who the hell?
No. He's on Community and he.
Writes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He.
Okay. I had to Google him, folks. I don't watch Community either. I just don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, Community. Yeah, Community is a great show, and he's. He's really cool. I was actually rooting for him to be Spider-Man.
Is he his dad?
No. Okay. He has white parents, actually.
Oh, I don't know how you would know that, but okay. Fair enough. I mean, hey, that would have been cool. If they would have brought in Miles, I would have been all over that shit, man. Looking at him just now, like, he'd make a pretty wicked Miles. I mean, he'd be a little bit older, I guess, than Miles, but... I'd be okay with that. That would have been wicked. I don't even remember that rumor, man. I think I lost Derek again.
No, I'm here. What?
Stop being so goddamn quiet.
What? Okay.
I said I don't even remember that rumor. And I said I would have been cool if it was Miles. That would have been wicked. I'd have been all over that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they were just going to make him Peter Parker, but I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah, it would have been fine. I mean, everybody would have been like, it says Peter Parker, but they really mean Miles.
You know? Yeah.
Anybody knows him anyway, right? Anyway, I get back to the black thing. I hate calling it the black thing, but that's what I've seen it called as.
Yeah.
So
I guess. Yeah. I was talking to somebody about this and they said that they had a problem with it. And they said that they would also have a problem with if they made Luke Cage a white dude, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. It's just something I don't really care about, I guess.
Well, yeah. Like really, as long as they're good, I don't care. I mean, everybody was pissed about, Elra being the guy from Luther that we're talking about for Jon Stewart when he was Heimdall, and I thought he was brilliant. Like the second one, he was super badass. He was like climbing on the invisible ship, and he was wicked. Mm-hmm. And now it's like I can't even picture him. They almost did a retcon the comic and make it him. You know, he was great. So and I think as far as I'm concerned, that was like here's some mud in your eye, kids, because he turned out great. And all the skeptics. I mean, I'm sure skeptics that hated him because they're, you know, whatever, they fly the Confederate flag and think like that, you know, they're going to hate him regardless of how good he is. But I thought he turned out great. I thought it was a great gamble. And they, you know, it was one of those things, again, they never even talked about it. It wasn't like, here's Heimdall, he's our black guy. Like, you know what I mean? They didn't do that. Yeah. It was just like, Heimdall, he sees everything, he's badass. Like, all right, cool, let's go. So I can't say it enough. I just wish they just went the full way and made Sue Storm, you know, a black character as well. And just, you know, then they wouldn't even have to mention it. It's just going to become a thing. You could just, I just sense it, you know, because they're going to have a, you know, a big origin again. And it's, I don't know. I don't get it. Oh. They're too young. It drives me nuts. I'm getting irritated.
I just, oh God. Yeah. They're going to do, from what I understand. Yeah. They're going to do they're going to do another origin story and it's going to be more along the lines of like the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
So does that mean Reed Richards is going to go bananas and kill everybody or try to kill everybody or whatever?
Well, I mean, like, I guess the origins, I don't know. I guess they're going for that's what I read, that they were going for an Ultimate Fantastic Four vibe, like in origin and in tone. I probably like the original run.
Well, I'm gonna have to maybe read that again, but or for the first time, should I say? I think you just
first 20 issues of that are actually really good.
That's what I heard, and then it kind of goes terrible.
Yeah, and then I'm just I lost interest after like by like issue 28, I'm just like, oh God, I don't care about this anymore.
You know what? Disney should let Fox do Ultimate stuff, and then they should take the characters and do regular 616 stuff. I solved your problem, Disney and Fox. Give me the monies. With that, though, Derek, we're out of time, man.
All right.
We're out.
Yeah.
There's another planet that needs our mystical powers of Green Lantern-ness. I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't even know.
As long as it's not yellow, we're okay.
Yeah, well, the Walking Dead's on, so they're going to have to wait.
That's true. They'll be okay for another hour. a little bit of war, whatever. So, until next time, this is the Comic Shoot. That's Derek over there.
Hello. Goodbye.
I'm Tyler. Hello, goodbye. And, tell us what you think in the comment section and like and subscribe on Facebook and all that fun stuff. And we'll see you next time.
See you.